Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. And of course, the late, great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Yishayahu, and we're up to Perek Nun Ches. We're in the middle of the Haftorah for Yom HaKippurim, in which this Nevuah, Yishayahu Anavi, gives Musa to the people for the way they celebrated Yom Kippur. They always work on working on their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they torment their fellow man. In fact, Rabbi Schwab calls this parak the great Yom HaKippurim sermon. And he says that the gap that exists between justice and love, Jewish humaneness, and brotherly love, which comes from selfish calculations. And he says, the two things have to come together in Jewish life. There has to be brotherhood, and there has to be a certain sense of relationship and justice and love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need justice and brotherly love based on a Jewish life. Only then can it stick together. So the Navi tells HaKadosh, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he wanted to use his great power of speech, Borei Nivs Vasayim, to give Musar to the people about interpersonal relations. And he says, Krabi Garom Al Tachshoch Kashofarim Kolecha. He says, call out with your throat, don't withhold. Raise your voice as a shofar. Tell the people, Hagid Lami Peshamu Beis Yaakov Chatosam. Yosi Yom Yom Yidroshim Adas Drachai Yechpatsun. Kagoy Asher Katztaka Aso Mishpat Alokavlo Azav Yishaluni Mishpatei Tzedek Kerevas Alokem Yechpatsun. He says, day after day they seek me and they want to know my ways as a nation who don't forget the law of Hashem. So the bottom line is that a person, a Navi, who gives Musar has to be passive and not use his own personal prejudices in his message. He should be like a shofar. It doesn't have his own sound. It amplifies the sound of the air being blown in. And so that's what he says over here in this point. He says, listen, you look like you're so observant on the outside. Rabbi Schwab likes to say the word frum is from the German word fromm, right? Outwardly religious or pious, but it doesn't have a Torah language. And he says, people go to shul, they daven, they keep basic Hilchos Shabbos, they keep the general mitzvahs of the Torah, but they also have midos ros, and they speak lashon hara about one another, they're jealous, they're greedy, they're dishonest. He says, I have a responsibility to tell the people about their averos. They seem to want to be and learn about Hashem's ways, but these people keep asking one question. We're doing everything right, so why are our tefillos not being answered? So the Navi answers the question. He says, the people ask, Lama tzamnu v'lo ra'isa, ininu nafshenu v'lo seida, hein yom tzomchem timtzu chepetz v'chol atzveichem tinogshu. He says, you'll find satisfaction. He says, but you have to understand, hein l'rivu matzat tzatzumu la'kos begros resha lo tatzumu kayom ashmiya b'marom kochem. He says, look at yourselves, you guys are fighting. He says, you're keeping Yom Kippur as your fast day. Now, you're fasting for your own self-interest. It's not Som Evchareu, as we'll see in a moment. He says, you fast, but you continue to fight with your fellow man. You didn't use your fast as an opportunity to become introspective and improve life. You still have the same challenges, the same Achlokas, the same Sinas Chinam, the same Lashon Hara in that situation. Rabbi Schwab tells the story. He says, when he was a young boy in Frankfurt, it was at Mincha, and the person who was honored with Mafti Yonah just finished the words of the Haftorah with the word Behema Rabba, and he read the words Behema Rabba very loud. And at that point, the man next to me, who didn't like the Haftorah, says, Rabbi Schwab says, tell your father that man just described himself. He was a big Behema. So here's a guy, he's wrapped in his kittel, right? He's wrapped in his talis, and he's saying vidui, and he's davening for Hashem, and he hates the other guy, and he calls the other guy a behema rabba. Is that really what we're supposed to be doing on Yom HaKippurim? Right? We're sitting there, and we're crying on Yom Kippur, and we're complaining about how long the rabbi goes on, or how long the chazan plapples, or how, you know, the trouble you have with which guy got which aliyah. That's really what Yom Kippur is supposed to be. That's a terrible system, right? And Yishayahu goes along, and he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yom Kippur as a fast day, he didn't want it to be over just to be so that you should torture yourself. it's going through the motions doesn't make sense. He says it becomes just habitual. He says that's not a very healthy thing. Hateragudos mota. He says there are people who need to loosen up on themselves. Halo paros l'ra'iv l'achmecha. He says maybe you should break your bread to the hungry. Maybe you should look a little further. Save your foods. Don't turn away. If you make up your mind to break your nasty character traits and your midos rose, and you'll become considerate and fair to the people you associate in your daily lives and depend on you, then your Yom Kippur will be a different kind of Yom Kippur. And when your resolutions are made, your relationship with Hashem will grow in brightness, all right? And the pasuk says the people turn around, and then Hashem will listen. Tishava ve'yomer hineni, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will lead you and will satiate your soul, and he listens and starts listing the brachos that the Jewish people can expect. Their tshuva is complete, both in their relationship with Hashem and with their fellow man. And he says, if you treat, then Hashem will lead you constantly, and he'll satiate your soul. And he says, you're going to build Charvos Olam, will be able to rebuild the breaches, you'll be able to correct things that in that situation. In Tashu Mishabas Raglecha, there's one more element in the tshuva process that makes it complete. You have to keep Shabbos properly. You have to keep Shabbos, right, and not violate any of the malachos, but also keep the spirit of Shabbos. The Gemara says, if you teach your son. If you teach your son to appreciate the mitzvah of Shabbos, not just the strictness that Shabbos is the isur, but rather you refer to Shabbos as a delight. You make Shabbos a good day by having good food and enjoying other parts. You're careful to keep the language that is going to be different. So if you keep and your level of Shabbos, your speech on Shabbos will be different. Lo yediburcha Shabbos kediburcha b'chol, which is involves not only the laws of Shabbos but the spirit of Shabbos. Then Yishayahu says, Hashem, it will lead to something very positive, and that's how he closes out the parak and the drasha. As tisanaga al Hashem yirkavticha al bamosei aretz. And then you'll delight in Hashem, and I'll cause you to ride on the high places of the earth. What he means to say is, once we do the real deal, we correct our relations between man and God, and between man and man, and we keep Shabbos in letter and spirit, then we'll be able to be close to Hashem. Then Hashem will lift us up, and then we'll be able to get Eretz Yisrael. And then and that's where good things happen. And that's what we say, Kol Ma'anigis HaShabbos Nosen Lo Nachla B'li Mitzarim. When you make Shabbos pleasurable, you get an inheritance without boundaries. We have a responsibility to appreciate Shabbos, and if we go ahead and we do so, then there will be great things to be achieved in the process. This is Perek Ninches and the great Yom Kippur sermon, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful and terrific day.